Welcome to Diary of a Big Lad, where Chad O'Brien, that's me, where I chart my ups and downs like an Excel spreadsheet. Sick Microsoft references, Chad. Thanks, Chad. On my quest to improve my health, lifestyle, and get myself to where me wants to be, we talk fitness, diet, social influences, and Chad, again, that's me, records his quest, what's worked for him, what hasn't, and how you can fix your mindset too. And if you're tuning in for the first time, that may have been a weird opening, but it's usually because somebody else does it, so that's why there's kind of a mix of third person and first person. It's usually Nico. You'll get that if you've tuned in before. And on that note, we've been looking at something very special over the past couple of episodes. So if you are tuning in for the first time, I will highly be recommending you tune back into part one of creating a 60-day plan for reaching goals. Otherwise, this ep's not going to make much sense. So the last two eps, we looked at the method I use to setting yearly goals and chunking this into milestones so you can work towards your overall goal. Today, it's about making these steps even simpler by creating a plan to reach your first two milestones. If you haven't listened to them yet, again, I'll just say head over to part one and then part two to get the benefits of today's task. I'd love you to stay, but I'd also hate to waste your time, so make sure you do have a look at part one and part two. Okay, let's dive in. Creating your 60-day plan. So now you should have your overall goal and your short-term goals or milestones. We're now going to create a new list that focuses on the first two milestones. So for me, I usually focus on the first month or the first 30 days first. It's a hard one to say that, isn't it? 30 days first. Anyway, whilst keeping the following 30 days after the first 30 days in mind, yeah? Depending what your first milestone is, this may be longer, but ensure it's at least 30 days long so you can build up momentum and give yourself time to complete the tasks to get you there. Okay. So, first step, right, you've got your goal, yeah? You've got your overall goal, of course. We worked on that in the first step. And now you've got your first milestone. So what I want you to do is brainstorm all the tasks that you're going to need to accomplish in the next 30 days in order to accomplish your first milestone. Think of these as your inputs. So, for example, if your goal for the year is to run 10 kilometers in under 60 minutes and one of your first milestones is to maybe lose 8 pounds by the end of the month to help you towards your fitness goal, you'll need to create a list of doing things to get there for each day, each week, over the entire 30 days. Now, I want you to write down everything you can possibly think of that you're going to need to do to get you there. It doesn't matter how big or small it is, just get it all written down. Now, I'll give you some time to do that, or you can pause. Yeah, let's just go for a pause. Pause and get it all wrote down. Once you've exhausted your list of doing things or tasks, it's time to prioritize these tasks. So next, what I want you to do is arrange all your tasks in order of priority and what needs to be done first before moving on to the other things. For example, if you want to lose 8 pounds for your first milestone, you might have a task of record your macronutrients or your calories, and you might have another task of work out your macro calories, needed to be in a deficit each week. And then you might have a third task of research macro and calorie requirements for a weekly deficit to lose 2 pounds a week. Circle the ones that need to be done first. So in this example, research would be the first one, then working out would be the second one, and then recording them would be the last step that you do. Make it make sense. Don't just write all your tasks out and then try and shove them into a day, because you might find that you've got tasks that actually can't be completed until two or three others. Okay, so now we know how to write them down and prioritize. Write out your tasks for today, not tomorrow, not next week, for today. In this example, it might be plan a route for walking, plan my meals for the week, research what cardio is best for improving cardiovascular health, download a calorie tracking app. Now, write out all your tasks for this week. Might be complete 90 minutes of cardio exercise this week. Record my calories in the app every day. Now write out your tasks for the next 30 days. I break this into weekly tasks and make my tasks progressive. For example, week 2, 90 minutes cardio. Week 3, 100 minutes cardio. Week 4, 110 minutes cardio. Obviously, what your tasks are will depend on what your goals are. Take time to ensure the task you are completing will bring you closer to your milestone. Don't just write tasks down for the sake of it, just because you know that you need to write a bunch of tasks down. Every single task needs to bring you closer to your milestone. And make sure that you don't overwhelm. A good way to do this is to introduce small habits that you can repeat. And they're a great way to build up momentum and avoid that overwhelm. Plus, when you focus on building small positive habits, they're sticky. And over time, you'll do things without even thinking. So for example, one of the things that I've done, and now because it's a small habit, do it every single day, and it's really tiny, but it's really helped with some of my fitness goals, is take a bottle of water to bed with me every night so I can drink 250 milliliters of water as soon as I wake up. A really small, easy to do habit that now I don't even need to think about. It just happens. Important step, yeah? So if you're looking at your 60-day plan, you need to make sure that you review it after 30 days, or if it's longer, the midway point to your milestones, and see if any of your tasks need to change, be added, or removed in order to meet your second milestone. And then, to be honest, the method really is just a rinse and repeat once you've met your first two milestones. Now you look at your plan and you see if anything needs to change, be added or removed to reach your next two milestones. And there you have it. You should now have a solid plan for goals to reach your first two milestones, which will bring you closer to your overall goal. If you would like my template for creating your 60-day plan completely free, or need any help, drop me a message on the socials at Diary of a Big Lad, or send me an email on diaryofabiglad@gmail.com. And one last thing, if you found this useful, help a big lad out. Don't forget to subscribe for more and leave us a cheeky review. And to go one step further, our fellow companion Nico will be helping us out by completing the task himself. So he'll be giving you some great feedback on his challenges, what worked for him when trying to create his 60-day plan. And he'll be sharing with it. And we'll be talking about it and all sorts of things. It's going to be great. Oh, see you later and keep on sweating. Diary of a Big Lad is an Osborne Road production featuring Chad O'Brien, that's me, and Nico Diodoro, that's the other guy. Theme tune written and performed by Jay Stevens. For more Diary of a Big Lad content, find us at Diary of a Big Lad on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads.